So when I was doing my engineering, I went through this particular kind of struggle or this particular kind of situation many times. And I believe even you must have gone through such similar situations in your life. It is 2 a.m. in the morning. You have exam at 8 a.m. in the morning the next day or the morning, the same morning. And you have barely finished 60-70% of the portion. You still are supposed to learn the 30 or let's say 45% remaining portion or the curriculum for that particular subject. And suddenly, because of that stress and urgency and your exam or like your whole career being at stake kind of a situation, you end up actually going through rest of the whole portion like a boss. You naturally select what is important, what is not important, and you're just too fast in learning and your brain is absorbing just exponentially faster, and you end up actually covering a lot of the portion. And that was amazing to understand. Again, then you do not sleep and then you forget some stuff and you do not remember it, but for that exam matter, you kind of get a lot of things done, and you can, and you end up also putting stuff in your answer sheet. And I'm sure that has also happened to you. In today's episode, we're going to talk about this particular thing which has happened to us and how it can help us right now in seeing the other things which we are doing and turning them into something which is very important and into the kind of attitude of getting things done. So let's talk about that in today's episode. Let's go.
Your afternoon caffeine with Dailish Pod is here. A creative podcast to refuel your day. Presenting your host, Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy.
So last couple of years have been very unique in a sense. Tough for sure, but unique in a sense for many of the people. Similarly, even for me, was the same situation. The choice of not working for a company and doing something by my own, also helping companies doing it, but being the external factor and not really getting a job in a company, was my own decision which I took. And then the whole 2020 pandemic stuff happened, and that because of that I was stuck in my house. Luckily I came back to India. That was a good decision for sure, but then I was stuck here and I was just trying to understand what I can do. And more days started to pass and months started to pass. My life, my work style, my career was kind of at a stake, and I could feel the intensity of it. It wasn't like I was pressured to do something, of course not. I'm fortunate to have a good bunch of parents and kind of the surrounding I've been living in, so that was good. But at the end of the day, I was really feeling the internal struggle or question mark about what should I do, and all the plans which I was making back before the pandemic, which were really great plans, they were falling apart instantly. So at that moment, as I said, my career was at stake, and that stake instantly turned into an urgency. So when there is something at stake, when there is a fear of losing something, fear of not being able to grab something, you kind of get into that urgency mode where you are like, man, I need to sort this right away. Otherwise, it's going to be very, very difficult. And the more the intensity of that particular urgency or the stake, you are just very eager to take action and do anything for that particular matter. As we were talking about the exam, you have very last few couple of hours left for your exam, and you just change the gears and you just go into grasping mode and fast mode, basically an accelerated mode. Similarly, when there is huge thing at stake and there is generated urgency, your brain also shifts gears very fast, and then you are just trying to stay afloat. You learn very fast, and in that particular period, as I was actually exploring what can I do, Futuring Now was getting birth at the same time. Future Now Lab was getting birth, Future Now Studio was getting some work, and I was also starting to work on different projects which were generated by me, not really money making projects, not really for clients, but I was still keeping myself busy and building stuff. Again, YouTube videos and podcasts was constantly going ahead. Got to be part of some design show, Milan Design Week, for that particular matter. But I was trying to keep myself into that mode where I could just grasp something, I could just grab something, and I could just build something out of that urgency. And as I was building that Futuring Now phase kind of a situation, as I said, a lot of things were at stake. my learning curve was extremely exponential. So I was just picking the topics, whatever I wanted to build something. I was just quickly learning it and applying it, executing it, learning through whatever I was getting out of the testings. And I was just quickly changing and iterating and going ahead faster. And all of this could happen because there was generated urgency and something at stake in my life. And that's very helpful when you are doing projects by yourself, when you are initiating projects by yourself, because unless and until you create certain kind of urgency because of some huge thing at stake, you won't really go ahead and do something, because then you kind of get into comfort zone and you don't end up taking actions. And I've been through that situation many a times, but I think having certain urgency definitely helps. And when I was thinking about that, when I was thinking about this particular episode, I immediately thought about the exam kind of metaphor, or the exam kind of example, not even metaphor, it's an example which actually has similar kind of a pattern. It made sense. So now I'm wondering, how can we create urgency? Let's say you want to build something tomorrow, if you want to build some sort of a project, if you want to build your own thing, if you want to build a startup, whatever it may be, how should we create urgency? Because once the urgency is created and established in your head, things go way faster than usual, and things go ahead instead of just getting stuck. So I think creating urgency is something you should also look into, and you can find your way of creating urgency for yourself. It could be the timeline, your life, your career at stake, or some reason or the other, or maybe it's your own quest, or let's say your own exploration of really figuring it out. If that is also massive, and if you can also feel it that intensely, even that can turn into a high stake, and that can turn into an urgency which can ultimately take you places. So experiment that, explore that in your head, sit down and start exploring and see how you can tackle your current projects with this kind of approach. That's about it. If you have, again, that's the routine. If you have somebody around you who is also trying to build something and you see him struggling, share this episode with him or her. And that way they can also get something to think about. And that way we all can help each other with this particular thing. And I'll be really happy, because it will touch one more person just like you. I'm not just being too confident that this particular piece of content touched you. It did. It may be, maybe not. But you being here is it's very... good. I am very grateful for that. And with that, thank you for joining us here, and stay safe, have fun, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Peace.
If you like what we do, then make sure to follow Dailyish Pod wherever you listen to podcasts, as well as on Instagram. For more visual experience, do subscribe to the Fun Indian Guy YouTube channel. Until next time, have fun.